Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Out here bustin', shoot for nothing, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here lunchin', come on something, it's the function, ayy. Weed and rubber tussin', get you punished, it's the function, ayy. Niggas bout the money, homie.
Full Service Radio.
I can't lie, I'm excited about today's show. Welcome to Window Seat, recorded live from the Line Hotel, Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm Chris Price. I have some good guys with me today. Got Mr. Francis. I call him the president, y'all.
Mr. President.
That's right, Mr. President. I got Patrick James with me.
Hey.
How you doing, Patrick?
I'm all right. How are you?
And the special guest today is Cicero. I do not know if you've been paying attention to the music scene in Washington, D.C., but if you have, chances are you've heard him on Goldlink's album. Now, I've known Cicero for a long time. He's a couple of years younger than me, so we have a relationship that's kind of like family. But what also is interesting about Cicero used to be the guy I used to go to for spiritual guidance. So he's one of those special people that you have in your life. But I wanted him on the show today because he's at a very interesting point in his career. He's been hustling for, I would give it about 10 years in the music industry. I mean, we used to drive from Largo to Glen Burnie. We had a good studio up there. A couple years later, I would see Cicero running with what's my man's name? Nate, and he had Tim, Big Tim, very good guy. Fast forward, I heard he was throwing parties over by Union Station. It was a very artistic crowd.
411.
Yeah, it was. So DC has a the party scene is cool, but this crowd, they didn't seem like they were from DC. It just seemed like a room full of artists. And now I've heard him on tracks with Goldlink. And I asked him here today because I know there's a lot of young people who want to do the same thing. They're interested in music. And I would bet that he couldn't have foreseen this journey when he was a young man. He said, I want to start doing music. Cicero, welcome to the show.
Man, pleasure being here. Yeah.
Let me ask the first question.
What's
up? I'm kind of curious about your mind state, right? Mm-hmm. If I told you in the next 5 years you'd be a multimillionaire, how real is that to you?
It's very real. In the next 5 years from here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very real.
Very real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason I asked that question, because if someone had told me I was going to be a multimillionaire 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
I would like to believe it, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, I can almost not see it. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Guys, y'all have...
yeah, well, you see yourself being a multimillionaire. How do you plan on getting there? Because are you a millionaire today?
No. I'm a millionaire mentally, though.
That's where it starts?
Yeah. You gotta... Mm-hmm. If there's anything I learned from successful people... Or just family and friends or people who've done what they said they were going to do is that they saw themselves there first. They pictured themselves there first. And then they planned accordingly. So by the time you get the opportunities, you're already mentally prepared. You know what I'm saying? You're not just so shell-shocked that it's happening that you fumble. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you could go back in time, if we were talking and you were just in high school, just deciding that you were going to do this mm-hmm. professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you tell yourself about the journey ahead?
Start now.
What do you mean, start now?
Right now. Like, you 19? Yeah. All right, Cicero. First of all, you going to break up with Tawana. You know what I'm saying? Don't take her serious. Second of all, start now. Not tomorrow.
You feel like you procrastinated a lot?
What? Yes. Not even. No. I don't even think I procrastinated a lot. I didn't take myself serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started, but I didn't, like, I went to terrible studios. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do the takes to the best of my ability. I didn't write to the best of my ability. I didn't sit down and was like, okay, this is good enough. That's how I was doing it. I wasn't thinking if my song went off and Jay-Z came on next, would someone be like, hey, what was that last shit playing? That shit was terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't doing that. I was comparing myself to everybody else in the area who were also not good. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't comparing myself to the best people doing it. So I'm like, this is where you want to be next to Jay-Z, you know? You can be that good right now. Start now. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you think that helps, though, going through the journey and knowing that you have to be serious from the jump? So, right. So you look back, like we were talking about earlier, you look back mm-hmm. and you see, I should have done some things different. Mm-hmm. Now they're lessons, right? Of less course. Mistakes.
Mm-hmm. All right. But if you would have started earlier, then those were lessons that you would have got out the way early, and then you would just learn different lessons.
Right.
That would have put you in I would have been 25 with what I have now and more, and I would have learned different lessons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That by the time I'm 30, I'll be like, oh, yeah. I learned what to do with $1 million the first time I get it, because now I got $10 million. You know what I'm saying? It'd have been different.
Just to back up, just to let y'all know where Cicero is in his career. To me, now correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking to companies, reputable companies, that want to offer you like a real deal that you can mm-hmm. live off of music
yeah.
right now.
I would say that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could take the body that you have now, and you can go 30 years into the future.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same question from a different angle. What advice do you think the older Cicero would give you right now? Like, is there still fears or anxieties or something that you have to deal with that you would, you know, when you center yourself, come back and say, I need to do this better right now?
I think the older Cicero would say, go harder. Like, yeah, he would say, get your ass up at 6 a.m. and work hard until 9, 10 at night, and then wind down. You know what I'm saying? Like, create a routine daily for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because humans are creatures of habits. You know what I'm saying? If you stick to the routine, in a year, you won't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, where's your next opportunity come from? You won't have 20 opportunities ahead of you. If you start now, that's what he would say.
A lot of times people say, especially giving yourself advice from the future, and they're not like me. I'll give a person advice what you should do, what I think you should do. Mm. Personally, I'm not doing that shit right now.
Exactly.
Though. Like, I know I should be doing a lot of things that you're talking about
to yourself
right now.
At the same right. time.
Right. So would you say that you're actually doing those? Like, would you honestly say, I have a structure right now, I'm waking up 6 a.m, 9 at night, or you still need to grow? Is there still room for you to grow?
No, I'm not doing it. That's why the future sits for me. Okay. Who be telling me that?
Right, right, right.
Like, nigga, you're not doing, like, but I know I'm going to do it. I'm doing it a little bit. I'm not doing it to the best of my abilities right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know you've been traveling a lot. I know you were at the Jimmy Fallon show. You at the
yes.
taping.
Yes.
Has there been any aha moments as of late, things that you've learned that stood out to you from people that, you know, you might not have known they behave such, you know, in one way or another?
Well, one, I'll say that celebrities, quote unquote celebrities, are regular ass people. That's one. You know what I'm saying? They don't have this amazing quality about them that separates them from other people. They're just normal people who just work hard. You know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, I learned that the most successful people that I've met, like, I met some successful people, then I met some ridiculously successful people. It's usually the more ridiculously successful people that are the humble ones, opposed to the ones who are just getting on, or they just starting to create a lot of buzz, or people who've been in it even for 5, 7, 10 years that you might have heard about doing music or acting or whatever it is. People who are, like, really successful, whether they're younger or older, they're really humble. And that's what I learned. I learned that the most successful people are really humble. Yeah.
Was there any point in your career where you thought to yourself that I need to get out of this?
Get out of the
music industry.
I need to get out.
Or take a serious look at just doing something else, right? Because to me, what's courageous about what you're doing, and I don't know if you give yourself credit, mm-hmm. but you know, we all have 9-to-5s. Mm-hmm. You're an artist. I think it's very difficult to align yourself, your soul, your heart's intention, with what you actually want to do and see it through.
Right.
Because we all have common sense, right? And the world is out here telling us, go be a doctor, lawyer. Your family is very successful, mm-hmm. right? So I'm sure you had pressure. Mm-hmm. Was there a point where you really like took a serious consideration that, I don't know, any other career?
Nah, you can't doubt it. Like, once I made up my mind that I'm going to do this, I couldn't doubt it no more. Like, I stopped talking to my girl because of this. You know what I'm saying? Remember Courtney? I don't know if you remember her. No one else is going
to
remember. You know what I'm saying?
No, she went to the church girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, pastor's daughter. She's an amazing woman. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And I was just like, yo, I have to focus on doing what I want to do for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? I had no doubts about it. And we weren't on the same page with that. So at the time, I was like, cool, I have to do this by myself then. You know what I'm saying? Because I had no doubts at that time. If I had any doubts, I wouldn't have did it.
Do you, you keep mentioning, and when Chris introduced you, he mentioned your spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, I know you to be a very spiritual person.
Yeah.
And you, in a few of your answers, always mention your spirituality, even, you know, separating from somebody that you were close to because I guess the conflict between your music and God. So do you feel a conflict ever? And do you question, like, should I do this? Am I doing the right thing?
All the time.
And how do you deal with it? And do you just, like, what?
I don't know. Every day I wake up, I just be like, hey, God, it's going to be over one day. Can you just rock with me until then? And then please don't judge me. This is the only thing I know that I do well. And I promise I'm gonna like give money to churches and stuff when I get older. Like, I don't know. I just be saying anything because I don't know what I'm doing.
You believe that what you're doing is wrong, I guess, in God's eyes?
I don't think it's wrong because I think God looks at the heart more than God looks at intentions. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So in my music, most songs that you hear me make like rap about, I'm talking about, like, the ills of what people go through every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, people are doing this, but they could be doing this, or they're doing this and this is messed up, and they really just want to be doing this in their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, like, my new EP, that's what it's about, Devil's Pie. It's about a lot of things look beautiful, a lot of things taste good, you know, the money, clothes, fashion, all of that is enticing, mm-hmm. but it's Devil's Pie. It tastes sweet, but it's really, really not good for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's coming from what I know spiritually, you know what I'm saying? But it might just come off in a brash way, you know what I mean? But I think God respects intentions, you know, opposed to someone who know they shouldn't be doing anything. They just like, yeah, I'm gonna just talk about strippers and get this money and bang, bang. Mm-hmm. I think God will be like, okay, like, you tripping, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think God's more human than we think.
So what's interesting to me is listening to that, I feel like God kind of opened up a way for you to be creative. Sometimes mm-hmm. what seems like rules.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a coincidence. Yeah.
But you are a special person because you have that in your heart and your soul, right? So if you're true to yourself, part of your music, I don't know. To me, when I heard Chance's album, his last album, I said, damn, this is Cicero. That's what I thought Cicero's first project was going to sound like.
Kid, I mean, I don't have those resources, so I can't do that yet. You know what I'm saying? he had Kirk Franklin on that joint. Like, if I swear I would have Kirk Franklin on my first project if I could. You know what I'm saying? But another thing is, people want to hear growth. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to talk about it too much, but I want to give people one part of me and then give people another part of me on another project and then give people another part of me on another project. You know what I'm saying? And then and then at the end, you'll be able to read my musical work like a book. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, okay, this was a mentality throughout it all.
And each part would be you.
Growing more and more and more, you know? So my supporters and my fans and my friends and family can grow with me as they listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. So, you know, I just be keeping that in my heart, and I hope God messes with it. If he don't, he's going to check me one day. And I'm going to wake up one day and be like, cool, so this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Because obviously, you know what I'm saying, you cut me short. Because God does things in ways, well, in my opinion, I think God does things in your life in ways that you know that it's him. You know what I'm saying? And you just be like, okay, God, I get it. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm just going through everyday life. Hopefully I'm doing the right thing.
If we were to back up and tell people who are listening who are aspiring artists like you, right, yeah, and they want to get to the point in their career where somebody's offering them a substantial amount of money, something they can live off of.
Yeah.
What tools would you tell them they need to develop?
Well, besides the music, because musically it's all about the quality of the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as the music sounds amazing, you're going to get to where you want to get as far as labels. And like, if it's undeniable, it's undeniable. You know, it's going to spread. Like, and anyone with a good ear can hear that. But as far as them as a person, I would say surround yourself with people who believe in you, and surround yourself with people who aren't lazy, and surround yourself with people who are in positions, excuse me, where you're trying to get, because you can't learn anything from people who haven't done it yet. You can't learn anything. You can't surround yourself with people who are in the same exact position with you and think y'all just gonna get somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone, you have to have someone giving you the game somehow to make it to the next level, you know? And some people, because people are older, they're just like, oh, that old ass nigga don't know what you're talking about. And then they just tune people out, when these older people are the key to progression. You feel me? Once I started listening to older people, a lot of things started changing in my life.
So how did you foster that relationship with Golden?
We were at a show. You know, we used to throw shows at 411, mm-hmm, off New York Avenue, man. It was a great time in underground Maryland hip hop. It was just like a whole bunch of just dirty, you know what I'm saying, teen angst kids, holes in their jeans, mosh pitting, mm-hmm, knocking each other's teeth out, but still smiling. It was an amazing time. It sounds weird, but it was really fun. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on that joint, underage drinking. I probably shouldn't say that online, but yeah, it was tight. And then so we threw all these shows, like 300 plus kids would come out to these shows, you know what I'm saying? 200, 100, 300 plus kids. And then he was at one of the shows. I performed there. He hit me up on Twitter and was like, hey, yo, you really killed that jump. Fucking with you. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm fucking with you too. Woo-woo. And then I sent him a song. Was like, yo, you know, if you ever feel like doing a song, like, I got a song of mine for you. And, you know, he was already getting numbers at that time as far as on the internet. So he was just like, yeah, I'm not really doing features right now. You know, he got to stay rare type shit. So he was like, I'm not really doing features right now, but I'll give it a listen. I was like, yeah, just give it a listen, and, you know, whatever. He hit me back and was like, nigga, this joint is fucking fire. I'm about to get on this. So he got on the song, Nah 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 with Shook Savage. It's on SoundCloud. And we talked after that on the phone. And from that one conversation, we had so much in common that we've literally, that was like almost 4 years ago, probably more than 4 years ago now. We've talked probably, if not every day, every other day since that day, you know? And we just clicked, you feel me? So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've experienced a lot through him.
He took me on tour. Seen a lot. We went to a couple studio sessions with some amazing people. Yeah, seen and done a lot.
All right. Well, you're listening to Window Seat. We're up on a break, and when we come back, you'll hear a little bit of Cicero's song.
Cool.
Niggas got me good, I ain't fall at all. You a bad girl and you all that star. I fold a whole nigga like a Hallmark car. You get a bad chick, hit a bad chicks, put a cap wig, get it back in, nigga, that's it. This is valid, get the salad. If you hate, then pull up on you like a valet.
Young hot nigga in the streets, I'm a whiz. Young hot nigga in the streets, I'm a whiz. Young hot nigga, we ain't friends, y'all suspicious. Young hot nigga, I can't ride, y'all be snitching. Young hot nigga, Young hot nigga, what's your addy? I'm on side. Young hot nigga, come boo, I said. Young hot nigga, I'm like. Look, they be sipping, they be smoking. Watch me whip it, watch me hold it. Why you hating? We just go ahead trying to function where the women at. Drink side, drink slow. Hold on the wave, on the road. Watch me get it, watch me go.
Welcome back to Windows C. I'm your host, Chris Price. I have with me Mr. President Amari Francis and Patrick James. Our guest today is Cicero.
Yo.
So Cicero, you got some big news.
What of it?
What's the news, Cicero?
You about to be a father.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
About to be a daddy. Nah, man, I'm actually shit scared. So if anybody got any type of daddy advice.
You know I got all the daddy advice.
Okay. Can you tell me something, please?
Yeah.
Anything. I'm desperate.
Listen, I don't know. The one piece of advice I always give to new parents is it's gonna be hard.
<That's> terrible.
It's gonna be hard, but you know, and you got to sacrifice a lot. It's not going to feel like it sometimes. It's going to feel like a waste sometimes. You're really going to question why and should you continue doing this. But yes, you should, and it's all worth it. Like, it definitely is, man. During the worst times, because I don't care what situation you're in, if you're married, single, whatever, the worst thoughts are probably going to go through your mind, man. It's fucking hard.
Cicero, if you ever want to laugh, you can call Amari.
No, this is real. Point. Listen. Seriously though, it's gonna be hard.
God damn.
I'm telling you, but it's worth it. Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. You can call Amari at any time and ask him how his daughter's doing. He's gonna give you the same answer. Every day she's been on this earth, he said she's amazing.
She is amazing, man. My daughter's
nothing
amazing.
Changes.
And it, you know, my daughter is amazing, period. Like, I have nothing. She's amazing. There's no greater word to describe how she is. The process has been very difficult.
The process to get her to be it.
No, the parenting process has been hard, and that's what I mean. Less being a parent and more just the process, all the shit that comes along with it. You know, relationships and sacrifices and all of those other things that come along with it, is that's what's difficult. The kids are all amazing. The process is what's hard.
Okay.
And so in that process, when you're like, fuck this, just say, no, this is worth it.
All right, cool.
Right?
I also.
So no leaving my kid and driving to Minnesota and disappearing?
Nah, don't do that. Or I don't know if y'all watched. I'm sorry, we going on a tangent. But I don't know if y'all watched The Chi. And so it was an episode in The Chi where the guy was, he was about to leave his kid at a park. He had that fucking moment and really was ran out of the park and left his kid on the swing. And he said this, let me go back. Listen, I can tell you there have been moments where I never wanted to leave my kids at a park, but you have that feeling like it's not easy, man.
Wow.
I think also for you, I think you're in luck because you come from a good family. I think the best thing that your kid is going to have from you, like, I think myself, right? My father didn't ask me about girls. He didn't ask me about nothing else. All he wanted to talk about is money. But he gave me a good example.
Right.
So I think your child is going to have a good example. That's nothing you need to talk about. How you interact with people. Everybody likes Cicero.
That's true.
Everybody likes Cicero. I don't know what it is about him. Mm-hmm. You don't meet nobody that has something to say. Well, you did get Joe.
Who?
I remember at that party.
But I think
that was I think that was other artists. I think
it was
other artists.
I killed a show. Fuck niggas. Fuck them niggas.
I think other artists don't count. But outside of that, anybody that ever interacts with you likes you. So
And I didn't get whooped.
Yeah, I don't think you have to say much. I think just gonna learn from the example.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm listening.
All right. So you.
So but my thing is, you know, I only had my mother. I had older brothers. You know, they came when they could, but
that's the thing. I just, like, you know what I'm saying, got a lot to learn, you know what I'm saying?
His house was the funniest growing up, because you could go in his house, open up the refrigerator, it'd be like 8 double cheeseburgers in there.
I'm keeping that going too. So I used to go to McDonald's, right? And my mother would be like, go to McDonald's, because they got a deal on cheeseburgers. You get 2 for a dollar or something like that. And then order 20. I used to look at her like, you sure about this? She was like, boy, if you don't go. I was like, oh, all right. So I used to go, and I used to be at the McDonald's. And then I used to be embarrassed. I used to be like, yeah, can I get 20 double cheeseburgers? And they used to be like, what? Say, can I get 20 double cheeseburgers? And they'd be like, oh, what, you having a party or something? I was so embarrassed, I would lie. I'd be like, yeah, you know, my man's birthday. That's my 20 cheeseburgers.
And what were the cheeseburgers for? For dinner?
Bruh, we would put them in the fridge and they would eat them for dinner. We would take 2 out, heat them in a microwave.
For the week.
It was dark times.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, my mom is a little, she's like a sweetheart. She's like a low-key ratchet, though. Now that I'm old, I'm looking back, I'm like, my mom was a little ratchet.
I mean, it works. It's smart. I mean, when you do what you got to do.
Nothing,
yeah, you do what you got to do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even living at where we lived at, when we were in New York, we didn't have much. Like, my mother always made sure we was good. You know, mm-hmm. I don't get touch it, but we didn't have anything. So she carried we had that same lifestyle in Maryland, but we just lived in a suburban house. It was really weird. But I thank God for that, because now I'm a lot more frugal with the things that I have. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I understand the importance of money. You know what I'm saying? It don't take much for me to be happy.
Those are lessons too, because you never know when you could end up in a situation where you got to buy 20 cheeseburgers to last you through the week.
Exactly.
And so it's having that information to know, like, all right, if I only got $20, I know I got to eat for the week.
Exactly. Yeah, they will be okay. I turned out all right.
Yeah, so far.
So far. Right. You know what I mean? But yeah, for sure, man. Okay. I love my mom to death, man. She the GOAT.
So where do you, with the news that you have a child, did you feel any pressure?
Yes. I wouldn't even call it a word, pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a word. It's a word more than pressure.
Did it change anything artistically, like, that you were trying to do?
Yeah. My writing got a lot better after that. I don't know why, but I started writing. All right. I know what happened. So basically, I'm at this point in my life where I'm very self-sufficient. So I don't rely on a lot of other people for emotional support like that, like mm-hmm. especially like women. I rely on me, my friends, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So a lot of times I get out what I'm feeling emotionally out through music now, which it wasn't like that over the last 3-4 years. A lot of times I'm really good at writing, so I know how to evoke emotions in songs and stuff like that, or just tell a story or something like that. So a lot of my songs were just, people just felt the songs, but now they become more personal, and it's an emotional escape. So everything that's coming out is just bleeding out of me, and it's, you know, it's helping my writing process a lot. Definitely.
Yeah, to get that check.
Yeah, and I gotta get a check.
You gotta finish up that song.
Yeah. Once I found out the kid was on the mic, I was just like, going in.
You know, I kind of wish Suge was here, because she's an incredible artist herself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's Suge?
Baby Mom.
Suge Savage.
Oh, bro, don't call her baby mom. Hmm?
Oh, yeah. I learned that the hard way. I apologize.
What'd you learn?
I don't know. I just don't want him to run any.
I said it one time, and she almost bit my head off. I was around her.
You know what it is? He might post this interview, and I don't want him.
I'm going to post it. She's going to yell at me for this. I know.
But saying baby mom? What? Yeah.
I didn't know there was a problem with it.
What if she wants you to call her?
No. The mother of my child? Come on. I don't know.
Please.
I'm new to this.
I'm
so
here
y'all
with the mother of my child. I don't know. Hey, look, I guess I'm the only parent at this behind the mic right now.
I just call it shit.
I say baby moms. Like I don't. That's my baby, my daughter's mom. That's who. Yeah, my son's mom.
I can't post this.
Yep. Did anything change for her? Is she just missing in the house? Like, what is she? Is she still creating?
Yeah, she's still creating. It gets a little hard. She has a whole human inside of her. You know what I'm saying? But she's still creating. She's still working hard. She's good, man. You know, she's actually, you know, a lot of people, like, in their 8th, 9th month, they don't even
they're not that mobile. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's super mobile. You know, she's fast. Yeah. Did you know that women aren't supposed to raise their arms above their head in their last month? That's crazy.
That's how unprepared I am for a kid right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It can't be real.
It's true.
That's not true.
All the girls knew it. She was like reaching. She put her hands up. They was like, "What are you doing? You're not supposed to put your head above it." I was like, "What?" They're like, "Yeah, everybody knows it." I didn't know that though.
Andrew. Okay, any dream Washington D.C. collaborations for you? I think there's a lot of cities that like hold up their artists so well. If you come from Atlanta, I feel like it's easy to reach out and touch other artists, yeah, and get them on the track. Chicago's the same way.
Yeah,
I think the people that are leading in Washington D.C. need to be aware of that because they can build the same thing here.
Who I really want to work with around here?
Isn't Cali Uchis, isn't it that?
Yeah, that's DMV. Yeah. I guess Shy. I really fuck with Shy, man.
I do too.
We used to have conversations about that. Everybody was like, "Yo, Fat Trail." Then me used to be like, "I don't know, this Shy kid, he jive tight. I fuck with cuz." Like,
and yeah. I think Logic too. I don't know.
Logic's cool. What's going on with Logic though, man? He's wilding.
What you mean?
He divorced his wife.
He did?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I kind of felt let down, like I know him too.
Yeah, I felt let down. I was like, damn, I was rooting for them, man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But, yeah. I'm trying to get married once, man. That's the right thing to do.
One time? Me too. Me too.
I feel like you're going in the wrong world if you want to get married once.
That's not. Don't do us like that. Time. See, that's how every girl treat me too. They be like, "I don't know about people like you." I don't answer the phone for 15 minutes. I'm knee deep in some cheeks, apparently. You know what I'm saying? So it don't work out with a lot of girls.
I think that applies to just men. Yeah, you ain't like,
special. Oh, it's just a guy thing. Oh,
all right. You ain't special, bro. Yeah, man. I used to carry that reputation for just being fun. Yeah. Straight up and down, like people I really respected would look me in my eye and be like, "Dog, you ain't the type that you get with.
You're not."
Were they telling the truth, Chris?
I don't know. I think I've grown. James, shut the fuck up. You don't get to come on the mic and say that.
The only thing I'm going to say this interview is to put down Chris.
So what's the next move, Cicero?
Next move is to put this EP out, put this Function video out, prove to everybody that I belong in the discussion of the names of, you know, a great artist in the DMV, you know, prove it to myself. You feel me?
You got dates? Dates for the EP? Dates for the...
Nope. Function coming out next week.
You shot the video
straight
already?
Straight like that, yeah.
Okay. Did you get an invite?
Nah, I didn't get no invite.
I ain't get no invite either to the video shoot.
I called Chris. He didn't answer.
Yo.
Don't believe that shit.
Hey, real live, on everything aside, I actually did call you. You didn't answer. But he's probably busy, though. But... Other than that, I didn't call anybody else. I didn't call you. I'm sorry. I'm all right. Please don't hate me. But let's go hoop, bro.
No.
Come on, man.
I got a bad wrist. I can't play. All
right.
So what's the name of the EP? When it
Devil's
do come
Pie.
Out? Devil's Pie.
Yes, the Devil's Pie EP. Because, like I said earlier, you know, it's a lot of things that we want in life. A lot of things that we run towards. You know, and the world tells us, yeah, this is what you want. This is success. Like, money is success. Fame is success. Woman is success. You feel me? Clout is success. But a lot of those things, a lot of people get those things and they're still unhappy at the end of the day. Why? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get those things and a lot of famous, rich, powerful people kill themselves at the end of the day. Why? Because that's not what life is about. Like, that's not what happiness is. People, real happiness to me, in my personal opinion, is having purpose and having love. You know what I'm saying? So everything else that these people are chasing are empty. That's Devil's Pie, you know? And I just want to touch on those things.
I think freedom is a big part of the formula too.
Kid.
Yeah. Financial freedom, or, you know, just the freedom to travel or...
Yeah.
Are not feel tied down to something that you don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of courage. Cicero, you know, this guy right here, he put me on to Oprah Super Soul Sundays. Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, she's like my second favorite hip-hop artist right now.
Oprah?
Oprah Winfrey, dog. She
going in?
It's not that. It's like I could listen.
I was riding a train, and I was on for about 30 minutes. And I'm so in tune to the conversation that's going on.
You missed your stop.
Yeah, that I'm missing my stop, and I look a little ridiculous because 10 minutes ago I was smiling, and I'm about to cry now. Yeah. I'm a grown man, but that's how much I feel it. And
that's deep, man.
And I think I've listened to it to the point where, in an odd way, I feel like I kind of like lost my religion.
Mm.
And I think I've gained spirituality. Like, I feel like I participate more in God.
Mm-hmm.
I pray more and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, like, identifying as a Christian,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I necessarily do that as much anymore. Like, one of my coworkers is a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I stop identifying as a Christian, the easier it is to listen to you know, Buddhist beliefs. And I just, some of the stuff I hear, I'm like, yo, that shit is fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the thought for me has changed to God has come through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who I follow to. Mm-hmm. God is powerful enough to have a bunch of prophets. He could have fucked with Muhammad. He could fuck with Buddha. He could mm-hmm. fuck with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have, like, this awesome message.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so narrow on, like, this is our God,
mm-hmm.
that we can't hear anything beautiful that anybody else has to offer.
Right.
I don't know. I wanted to have a talk with you specifically. I didn't necessarily think about doing it on air. I know I sent him a... this is how real it is for me. So I sent Cicero a prayer, bro. I came across a prayer online, and I thought it was interesting because the guy was talking about praying from a place where you're not in need.
Mm.
He was saying... Basically, like, when he gets to God, he says, "Our Father, guide me to the blessings that are within me." So he's asking for blessings, but he's not saying, God, it's not distant. It's like, not you just give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's already here, but mm-hmm. I need help finding it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm saying all that to say that this is my spiritual God. Like...
Well, how'd you get into so deep into God and spirituality, Cicero?
I mean, I was like 22, and then I just woke up one day, and I had like a bad jump, and that girl, and I had like nice job, car, you feel me? Me and my mom were getting cooler, you know, at the time, and then I was like, all right, cool, life is going good, but... I was still empty. I still felt empty. You know, I still felt like I didn't have anything, you know? And then I just knew something was up. And then one day I was just, I was working, and I was just talking to a random pastor. I don't know how the conversation started. We were talking to him. He was apparently a pastor. And then he just told me about God. And it just kind of hit me in the heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So one day I was just like, you know what? I'm only interested in the truth, so I'm only going to look up the truth. So whether it be God or Buddha or Muhammad, you know, I'm going to find the truth. So I started looking through different religions. I was researching Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity. You know, I looked up a New Age thinking, a lot of that. No religion, you know, not atheist, what are they called? People who believe a God, but
agnostic.
Yeah, I was.
He knew that one.
Yeah,
ask him why.
You agnostic?
I'm an atheist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But all atheists are agnostics at some point.
Kid. Yeah. So I was looking into all that, and then I stumbled upon, you know, Christianity, and I was just reading through the scriptures and researching it on the internet. On YouTube, and then it was just so much information, and I was just like, well, look, God, you know what, if you're real, I put it to you like this: if you're real, you gotta show yourself, you gotta show me that you're real, because there's so much information. Like, I'm only interested in the truth. If what you're saying about Jesus is true, you gotta prove it to me. And then within like 2 weeks, the answer came to me, and it came to me in a way where I knew it came from God, you know. And you know,
were you going to tell us what happened?
I just stumbled upon, like, it was this one thing called what was that joint called? It was a documentary called
Zeitgeist, I think, yeah. And then they had all this information on it, you know? And then it was like information that was hitting hard. It was hitting home, you know? It was like, boom, this is proof. This is facts. These are old rich dudes, you know what I'm saying? Why they lie, you know? And I was just like, damn, these dudes telling the truth. And then 2 weeks later, I stumbled upon this documentary called Zeitgeist Refuted. And then it had a lot of rebuttal for what the Zeitgeist documentary was teaching. And so, and one thing I found out was, like, it's a lot of misinformation out there about the Christian God. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just, they either straight up make things up, or they're quoting from a source that actually has New Age thinking or like Antichrist roots, like people like Aleister Crowley roots and stuff like that, like people who are clearly Satanists and stuff like that. And I was just like, dang. So it got me to thinking. I was just like, dang, why are people just lying? There's so many religions out there. Why are people just lying on this Christian guy named Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Like, so then I just started reading the Bible more, researching more, and it just sounded more and more like the truth. And then one day, the words in the Bible just really just jumped out the book to me, and then it just made a lot of things that's going on in the world make sense. Like, once you really dive into it, you understand the spiritual aspect of humanity. You understand it's not everything's not physical; it's also spiritual. Everything in the world makes a lot more sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I've been rocking with it. And then God's done a lot of things in my life as well, as far as experiences. And that's when I was like, you know what? Jesus is real, and that's my guy.
For like 2 years, I could go to Cicero's job and he was in there reading the Bible, not doing work.
I was just gonna say that, because I met Cicero. I didn't know that you knew Chris. Yeah. I didn't know you knew, you know, Taj. I didn't know none of that. But I would go to your job good 6-8 months. I was in there a lot.
It was like 2 years. He was in there reading the Bible,
and I was faithfully. He would be in the Bible, and before I even really started talking to you, I would be like, yo, who's this guy? Like, why is he always reading the Bible? And then eventually I started talking to you, and I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, so, yeah.
Dang, I literally forgot that. Working at Miss Mileage Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't want to say that.
I was in it. It's cool. Yeah. He's cool. But, yeah, that's, I was in it. I was on fire. I still am. I ain't living as, you know, as clean as I know God want me to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm still that same dude.
Well, Cicero, this is pretty much our time. I want you to, when you get a chance, hop back here, because Amila is located in this building as well, and they do some great things in the community.
Okay.
And I think, you know, the people you know could inspire those kids. So,
okay.
You know, I don't talk to Nigel that much. That's the guy that runs the program.
Mm-hmm.
But people, you know, I love and trust tell me that he's actually there doing the real thing. So
that's lit.
You got a lot of people taking money, and it sounds like he's actually trying to make some change. And we want to thank Jack and
Wait. I'm sorry. I want to ask Cicero.
All right.
Just before we leave, if you could give some advice to the youth, we are supposed to inspire the youth.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to the youth before we go?
All right. Life isn't about just picking one thing and saying, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, and that's it. No, you find something that I think that you should find something that you're good at, that you're amazing at, that you could see yourself living off the rest of your life, and just be like, okay, you know what? I can do this for the rest of my life. If you feel like you can't live without doing that thing, then do that. But if you're going to do it, go 100% at it. Don't bullshit. If you're going to go 90%, if you're going to go 80%, 70%, chill with your girl on Tuesdays and then do it. If you're not live, eating, breathing, shitting it, then you wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? You're wasting your talent. And you're going to wake up one day when you're 40, 50, and you're going to have regrets. Damn, if I just went hard. If you go hard now, you're going to wake up one day and be like, whether it worked out or not, I went hard at it. I have no regrets. You know what I'm saying?
So but that's cash culture to me. Like, that's all that most of the people I know are doing. That's why we had you, because you're unique in that sense, that you actually trusted yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't stop. But that's another thing. The difference between people who make it and people who don't make it is quitting. A lot of people hit the same walls that I hit and they quit. I know some people way more talented than me, and they're not where I'm at. And I'm not even shit yet. But I know some people who are a lot more talented than me, and they're not where I'm at because they quit. they started doubting themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, your talent is literally based on your confidence in yourself. You know? That's why I say keep people around you that believe in you, because they keep your confidence up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when your confidence is up, you're the best artist or athlete or whatever, you're intellectual that you can be. You dig what I'm saying? So you have to do that. You got to keep your confidence up. You can't quit. If you just keep going, eventually someone's going to notice the talent or notice the hard work, because hard work beats talent. But when you're talented and you're putting in hard work, you're unstoppable. Can't nobody touch you, you know? Hey.
It sounds like cliche, but it's true, so.
Yeah, it's very true. It's simple, too, but it's a simple concept that nobody grasps. Bruh, I'm surrounded by artists every day. None of the artists grasp it. They don't grasp it, bruh. And the people who do really understand what I just said, they do things. They are successful, straight up. That's why I be trying to tell my friends and family right now, like, there's nothing that you want to do that you cannot do. It's literally all about effort. You feel me? Like, if you're good at something, you can get paid for it, and it's literally arm's reach of you becoming successful at it. But are you gonna quit? Are you gonna go 100% at it? Or you're going to go 60% and then whine because you don't have the opportunities that this nigga over here got? Because he got raw talent, or because everybody on his dick. You know what I'm saying? Just keep working. Even if it takes you 2-3 more years, keep working. You got to work your own pace. That's my advice.
Well, I appreciate you being here, man. It's always a joy to sit and talk with my friends. Yeah. Thank you, Jack. Thank you to Lion Hotel. If you haven't been here, man, come check it out.
This place is fire, too, to whoever else he invites here. Yeah, you're going to feel like motherfucking Kanye in this jump. Yeah.
Alright,
peace.
Super Mario.
Niggas out here buzzing, shoot for nothing, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here lunching, come on something, it's the function, ayy. We didn't robot toss it, get you punished, it's the function, ayy. Niggas bout the money, homie running, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here buzzing, shoot for nothing, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here lunching, come on something, it's the function, ayy. We didn't robot toss it, get you punished, it's the function, ayy. Niggas bout the money, homie running. Yeah,
running where we got shots for the low, low. Dots for the bros, human box for the low, no way. Fuck 12, touch a cop with a GoPro. Not from the go, no. Rock for the homes, no man. Cause I'm a motherfucking problem when I come through. I'm a young aunt too, show to see I run through. She be trying to cut smooth, hit it with the 1-2. Feeling like the go, I'm the one move, nigga, I ain't came in for no problems. These niggas put your ass together for a dollar. They see the funk, can you follow? We sitting out front with the love and the knowledge. Drugs and the violence, drugs and the plugs and the judges. The knives for what? We can shine, boo, stunt. Man, this ain't luck, we surviving, you duck, go get five of the motherfucking shots when he buck. Bro, we got acid trips and bags of fifth. And mama called, but I ain't home, she mad as shit. She got daddy issues, baggage fake. I thrash her teeth, some masterpiece, she bad as shit. Got zips for sale, the dip as well, the vic as well. We all get high, we live in hell. And we don't put a 3 in the air, but we ball. We gon' put a C in the air when it go, bro.
Niggas out here buzzing, shoot for nothing, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here lunching, come on something, it's the function, ayy. We didn't robot toss it, get you punished, it's the function, ayy. Niggas bout the money, homie running, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here buzzing, shoot for nothing, it's the function, ayy. Niggas out here lunching, come on something, it's the function, ayy. We didn't robot toss it, get you punished, it's the function, ayy.
Bust a clip, I'm on some super fuck shit. Ain't no love for snitches, ain't no love for bitches. Ain't no time for profits, I just want my money. Out here Sunday, now he finna pop. Moonwalking to the sound of money. Dark skin legend, I'm the king of pop. Come at pop, yet I'm 101. And I swear to God, I ain't getting shot. Rollin', rockin', pushin', pills and poppin', ain't no stoppin' money, never pocket watchin'. Chasin', runnin', gettin' to the money, ain't nobody stoppin' me, I'm number one. I can never ever be stopped, drivin' 150 in a T-top. Coop, got the deuce with a leg like a pool stick. We don't play for keeps, I hold the heat, I put one up, your best a knuckle, catch the slug. I don't give a fuck, you know what's up with me, you want the heat, I trained you all for 3. We the young, we them boys, hang with us, you gotta know, be ready, just a bus. Put your teacher high up in the air, put your lighter high up in the air.
Niggas out here bustin', shoot